My name is Dermot Bulger. This poem entitled First All Over is in memory of my fellow Finglas man, Seamus Ennis. At Christmas in the cottage bearing his name, a packed crowd sways as musicians play. The gnarled village is quiet. A sky bereft of stars breeds webs of frost onto windscreens of cars. Awakened by the tunes he once collected, the bronze statue of the piper under the tree stirs himself, his stiff fingers elongated as he lifts the chanter and pipes off his knee and takes a cautious step across the square. In his coat pocket, a half bottle of whiskey. In his head, the notes of thousands of airs still jostle and cling to life in his memory. Songs collected in Irish clubs and building sites in Birmingham and Brixton, Battersea and Crewe. White shorted men softly playing the squeeze box. Lonely men singing about the sweet mountain dew between shifts at the Vauxhall car plant in Luton. Men who once laboured with asphalt and asbestos, rasping out final breaths in flats in Camden Town with the district nurse or soul weekly caller. Men who tuned to radio airing in kitchenettes, hemmed in by foreign vices through cavity walls, desperate to hear a fiddle amid the static and forget the damp odour of exile and curse of loneliness. The ghosts swarmed to join them in the frosted square, like they swarmed as buys to hiring fairs in Strabane and queued on Dublin quays to board cattle boats and waited at dawn in Kilburn for contractors and vans. A lifetime of being herded and praying to be chosen, of pints and tin whistles shyly produced at gatherings. Remember me, one of them begs the bronze figure. You recorded me one December night in Wolverhampton. You came back to my bedsit, the only soul I ever let in. I sang with my eyes closed amid my few possessions, and it felt like only to reach out to the dark, and every face I left behind would be there to touch. Play the books of Owen Moore. Play the frost is all over. Play for ghosts eternally condemned to be the wild rover. Play for those picking mushrooms in the fields of Athenry, from Estonia and Lithuania, from Lagos and Paraguay. Remember us, Seamus. We entrusted you with songs in Yorkshire mill towns that never felt like home. Our legions left no footprints amid the wet cement, but you drank with us and gave our songs wort in bodies on farms in Strathclyde and Arbroath. We wander in limbo now, the forgotten remnants of an army recruited from hillside and tenement to emigrate and send home our weekly remittance. So strap on your pipes, Seamus, as our ghosts file to your cottage window where young musicians played these tunes we shyly shared with you in our exile. My mother was from a family of 11. My father from a family of 7. All of them emigrated, with one or two exceptions, to Wolverhampton, Luton, Coventry. I love to think of Seamus Ennis, that great Uilleann piper, that great collector of music, moving among that Irish community and rescuing the tunes that might have been forgotten. And that poem is in memory of him.